The value to our folks is Belfour knows what we go through every day in getting in a truck and going out to a project, a job, and taking care of those jobs. That's one of the values. They understand what we live through every day. They're not sitting in a 90-story office building in New York City in a suit. They get down and dirty with what we do, so they understand our business. They also feed us work.
Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we have a guest in the house, the virtual house, and they're going to talk to us about not one franchise, but actually 10 different brands that are all part of the same franchise group. We're going to learn a little bit about each one, but also the benefits of being part of such a large organization. But before we tell you that story, we have to tell you this one. Who is Fran Coach? Well, Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Okay, so that's a bit about us. Now let's get to our guest. And here with us today is Mr. Ken Osnes. And Ken is the Vice President of Franchise Development for the Belfour Franchise Group. Ken, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having us on.
Very excited to chat with you today and hear all about the great things that are going on with Belfour and a little bit about their 10 franchise brands. So I'm sure you are keeping busy. It's hard enough to keep up with one, and you're in charge of 10. So definitely want to hear all about that. But first, I always like to hear just a little bit about the people that we get to talk to here and kind of your background and journey into this crazy thing we call the world of franchising. So who the heck is, we don't need the dissertation version there, brother. Just give us a little scoop on Ken and kind of how you got rolling into franchising.
Yeah, well, we're headquartered here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I've been living here for quite some time. I'm really a West Coast guy growing up. I was born in Hawaii and raised in Southern California and Arizona, but I've been moving Northeast ever since. And the last 17 years of my life here, I've spent here in Ann Arbor as a part of the Belfour Franchise Group. We started our first brand with our first brand, Ducks Indoor Air Professionals. And when I joined the company in the early 2000s, we had, I believe, 7 locations for Ducks. That was our only brand. There was about 4 or 5 employees at the time. And we've now, as you alluded to, we've grown to 10 brands. So it took me 17 years just to, slow learner to be able to catch up to figure out all 10 of them. But we now have over 4,000 franchise territories in 55 countries. Now, all of our brands are, they're all home service types of brands. When I say home, I mean that loosely from its property management stuff. It'd be commercial buildings and large scale buildings all the way down to residential homes. But our largest brand, perhaps probably the most well-known of any of our brands to the average person on the street, is ChemDry Carpet Cleaning. ChemDry is the largest carpet cleaning company in the world. Give you just a quick kind of rundown of each of the brands. Another brand is called Enhance. Spelled N-H-A-N-C-E. They were actually previously owned by Home Depot. But Enhance, what they do is they do cabinet and flooring refinishing. They have some really unique processes and services that they have where they can change the color of cabinets and things like that. We have another brand called Hoods, which Hoods cleans the hoods in restaurants, also pizza oven cleaning for big players like Domino's and Little Caesars and other people. But a lot of people don't know that every restaurant in the country has to have their hoods cleaned on a regular basis. It's a federally mandated service. On average, you could say about every 3 months, our guys are in these locations. And we have a lot of national contracts with with many familiar restaurant chains out there. And so that's a brand that we started back in 2008 and has just kind of exploded across the country. And we have another brand that's newer to us called the Patch Boys, and it's a drywall repair company. They go in and do a lot of, just standard holes in the walls and even sometimes some bigger projects. But those four brands that I just mentioned, ChemDry, Enhance, Hoods, and Patch Boys, they're all number one in their respective category in the industry there. I mentioned to you ducks. We have a brand called Redbox Plus, which, first of all, ducks, I guess I should tell you, is a duct cleaning company, indoor air quality that people deal with, obviously, through COVID and all these kinds of things. Those elements have really kind of heightened as to people being concerned about what they're breathing. We do residential, but we do a lot of commercial. We do a lot of hospitals and hotels and things like that. Redbox Plus is a dumpster rental company that has just exploded across the country. That a lot of our dumpsters have porta potties that are built into them. We have a restoration brand that's only in Canada called Winmar. It's the largest property restoration company dealing with fire and water and mold damage types of things. In 2020, we started two new brands. One is called Z Plumbers. It's a full service plumbing company, and we've seen a lot of growth in that. The plumbing industry is very, unfortunately, it's not well served from the standpoint that there is greater need than there are plumbers. We've gotten in, our world has gotten so important tell everybody it's so important to be a doctor or a lawyer, but sort of downgraded the need for services like plumbing. And we've seen a lot of people, even guys that didn't have plumbing licenses. We have a guy in Boston who bought he bought a location, and in 3 months he'd already put his fifth truck on the road. He wasn't a plumber at all. He hired some plumbers, but he was actually a guy with an MBA from MIT and worked in high tech and some major companies around the country and around the world internationally. But so we've seen guys that have been like, hey, I have a PhD in this, but plumbing is where I can make some money and build something. So that brand's really going well. We have another brand called Blue Kangaroo Packouts, which is a contents restoration business connected to the general restoration business. But when people have a fire in their house and all of the products or all their possessions need to be moved out for a period of time, perhaps restored, cleaned, and stored for a while, our guys go in kind of as a moving company, pull all that out, take it back to their warehouse, fix it, clean it. And then when it's time, they store it for a period of time and they get paid every day that it's being stored. And then they're able to return that to the house when it's ready to be there. So it's sort of a niche industry within the restoration industry that's just exploding for us. And then we have a brand, the last one I'll mention obviously here is 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. And the reason I say it last, one, we've grown to about 170 locations in 5 years for 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. But it's the brand of all the ones that I mentioned that most closely aligns with our parent company, Belfour Property Restoration. I can get into a little bit more about that as to why that's important here in a few minutes, but it's kind of like the little brother to our parent company, Belfour, which is fantastic. So I don't know if you have any questions about any of the brands specifically there that I mentioned, but I'll stop there with that.
Oh no! And appreciate and all great info. I think the most random thing that I took away from there is what the heck are you thinking going from the Southwest and moving to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and all the cold and nasty. So, not to offend everyone in Ann Arbor, at least I'm not talking about Michigan State instead of University of Michigan. So, as we are we may have to come back and edit this, but I think we have a big game tomorrow, right? Because we're behind the scenes secrets here with podcasts aren't always live, or this is recorded a couple of days earlier, but when this is coming out, but
I've heard a little bit about that. Yeah.
And I'm sure you got, you have to kind of choose sides when you're in that area. So one way or the other. So, love all the brands. And we actually had, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE on our monthly franchisor spotlights, maybe 8-9 months ago. And so it was great learning about that. And I kind of feel bad it's taken this long to get you on just to talk about Belfour in general. So tell us a little bit. So I'm sure people out there have heard of Belfour and property restoration. But in case they haven't, maybe kind of start there on the Belfour from that remediation perspective.
Yeah, as many people know, I guess maybe not everybody, but many people know in the franchise world, there's been a lot of consolidation. A lot of brands have bundled up together. I mentioned we have 10, and we're certainly a part of that. We have grown to be the second largest service franchisor in the world. Now, the one thing that separates us from there are others who are, you know, a little smaller than us or whatever that have 5, 6, 7, 8 brands, whatever it would be, and larger than us that have 15, 20 brands. But the thing that makes us unique compared to all those others is we're owned and operated by an operating company. And what that means is that there are brands out there that are kind of owned by a private equity firm, a bank in New York, whatever it is, and they've been bundled up and sold every 2-3 years and made a lot of money out of it. And then somebody else, some other bank owns it and that kind of thing. In our case, our ownership is Belfour. And Belfour is the largest property restoration company in the world. They have offices in over 30 countries around the world, but do jobs everywhere. We trade in 12 currencies, and it's just an amazing thing where we do jobs everywhere, from the tsunamis in Southeast Asia to the Chilean earthquakes to the California wildfires. They certainly do residential work, but their bread and butter is large-scale national contracts with, you know, huge international companies, whether it be an automotive company or a high-tech firm. We do projects after major hurricanes for government facilities, universities. I could point you to projects that by the time the project was finished, the price tag was $65 or $100 million. Now, the value to our folks is Belfour knows what we go through every day in getting in a truck and going out to a project, a job, and taking care of those jobs. That's one of the values. They understand what we live through every day. They're not sitting in a 90-story office building in New York City in a suit. They get down and dirty with what we do, so they understand our business. They also feed us work. I mentioned 1-800 water damage earlier. There's a lot of work that Belfour gets calls on. They're on this $100 million project, right, in a certain city, and they get a call to do Mrs. Smith's house that's a $10,000 restoration job. They can't get to it. They pick up the phone. They call our 1-800 water damage guys and say, hey, can you come over? I got a project for you. Here it is. Here's the address, the phone number. You're done. It's all yours. Take it. We go on these large scale disasters, the hurricanes, and we roll into town with Belfour beside us as 1-800 water damage. We'll bring 20 or 30 offices of 1-800 down, and guys are walking away with $500,000, $1 million in work in a matter of a few short months for jobs that all they needed to do was show up, and they were handed these jobs. They didn't have to go down, knock on doors, try to get this work themselves. So that's been a tremendous benefit there. Belfour also feeds work to, for example, the drywall company, the Patch Boys. They can go do work on projects. They need a plumber in an area. Their first call is to our plumbers, not to just some local random plumber that may be out there. So overall, as a company, from Belfour and the Belfour Franchise Group — Belfour, to be clear, is not a franchise, but Belfour Franchise Group, all those companies are — We're pushing close to $3 billion in revenue on an annual basis. Now, a couple other things maybe about that. One is it provides us buying power. Belfour buys more vehicles and more equipment than any other company in its industry. So we have buying power with General Motors or Ford to buy our vehicles and the equipment manufacturers. And all of those savings are passed down to our franchisees, but they can get the same sort of prices that Belfour gets because they buy them in such, you know, large volume. All of our brands — back to our brands for a minute — you know, we have a lot of territory available in all of the brands I mentioned. Some are just brand new and have 20 or 25 locations. But speaking of buying power and the power of the franchise being so strong with Belfour, it allows us to do things like we offer on all of our franchises will finance at least 50% of the franchise purchase. In some instances, we finance up to 90% of the franchise purchase that people would be making. And in for at least 12 months, that financing is interest free. So someone could finance a good portion of their business. And in the first year, if they did really well, they could pay off the investment through an interest free loan. It never cost them a dime. So those are the types of things that really, I think, keep us above the rest of the crowd out there, mainly because, as I said, Belfour lives our work every day. They know what it's like to be a business owner who works in a service kind of business. So we're really excited about what we do together.
No, and it speaks to the culture, right? And because it's not, you're not outsourced, or it's not those type of things. And those are some behind the scenes things within franchising that you can't Google that stuff, right? And that's the level of support you have. We get people every now and then will ask, like, well, why should I do a franchise? Why can't I do it myself? And the things like the buying power is key, right? I mean, if you need a vehicle, well, I can go to the local dealer and say, hey, give me a good deal on this pickup truck I need. It's not going to be anywhere near what Belfour is going to get with that type of buying power. And again, that level of support. So I think that's huge. And then when you go back to the 10 different brands, if we're being really honest, Ken, there's probably not a lot of kids that are sitting out there going, mom, dad, one day when I grow up, I want a business that does any of those things. They're not going to win the award for sexy, shiny object businesses until you look at the need, the demand, and the money behind it, right? These are things that are never, ever going to go out of style or always going to be needed. And then the need for having these things done at a professional level. Just even getting somebody, and I'm going through this in my house right now, out in you're an Arizona boy, I'm on the other side. My Arizona house out in lovely Pima, Arizona, which is in the middle of flipping nowhere, and trying to get somebody to come to my house to do any type of service, even getting them to answer the phone or show up or call back. Talk about some of those kind of support structures you guys have in place for the franchisors to have such a high level of customer service for, and again, whether it's plumbing, it's water damage, it's any of these things, because they're all kind of intertwined. Some of the things that Belfour has in place kind of help franchise owners from that customer service standpoint.
Yeah, it's so great that you asked that. You know, in terms of getting people to show up, first of all, you know, in trades like plumbing, so many guys are so good at being a plumber, but they're horrible at the business side, the administrative side. And maybe they're a man in a van by themselves and the phone rings and they're busy on some other project, so they miss phone calls. For all of our brands, we have a 24-hour, 365, 7 days a week call center. So we can capture all of those calls and provide that information to the franchise owner. The training that we offer for all of our brands, many of our brands tie right into what Belfour does. If you're as big a company as Belfour, you are, first of all, you're hiring the best people in the industry, because if you're the biggest and best at that, typically you can attract those kinds of people and you can provide those types of services. So we're able to do that and have those same people do the training for our franchise owners. Belfour also provides additional services like, you know, if somebody had a major water loss in their house and they had all these important goods in their house get wet, you know, legal papers and artwork and other things like that. We have the capability that our guys, you know, there are these things called freeze dry chambers, not to get into down a mouse a rabbit hole here, but there's things called freeze dry chambers that if you wanted to buy one to be able to provide these kinds of services, they cost about $1 million just to build them. So it's not practical for a restoration company to just take that on and offer that service. But what our guys are able to do is they're able to call in Belfour, who does own these things, and say, I have these items that need to be freeze dried and saved, and we can get them to Belfour. They can handle that for us. So there's really nothing. There's no size project that we can't take on. There's no issue that somebody can't call their support person or be transferred to another support person 24 hours a day to say, I'm standing here in front of something I have never seen before. Please help me. And so those resources are just vast. And it's just, I'm in awe every day when I see the things that we can do and the people that we have that can help us do them.
Because the person in the field may not have seen it, but somebody within Belfour, you're all over the place. Somebody within there is going to have seen it and know how to help with that. So that's awesome.
All day long.
And I think you'd mentioned this when you talked about the plumbing franchise, but this is pretty consistent, I think, with all your brands. Is you mentioned the MBA from MIT, which I don't even know how to calculate how much smarter that dude is than me, probably, right? With those initials, but he's not a plumber, but he owns a plumbing franchise. You guys typically aren't looking for the owner to be the doer. You want owners that can build big businesses and get those kind of skilled technician folks in the right place. So again, just kind of wanted to kind of throw that out there to make sure folks listening, oh, that, you know, any one of these sounds great, but I don't have experience in that. You guys aren't looking for the doer level experience. You're looking for folks that want to own a business and really be able to grow a big operation. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're not looking for the guy that's the man in the van. It doesn't mean that people who have interest in going out and getting their hands dirty and doing some of those jobs. I think everybody to build street cred with their employees. To have an understanding, even just talking to, if they are talking to a person that would be referring work to them that's a contractor, they need to have some street cred with them, those guys as well, to say, I understand this. So we take those same folks through the training and all, but there's no way you can build the level of business that we want people to build if you're stuck out in a truck and doing that day in and day out. So whether it's a plumbing franchise or a restoration or a hood cleaning franchise, they're starting out typically by hiring one or two employees out in the field, and they focus on the management of the business and the building of the customer base. And then they have the technicians who are really the experts out in the field, and it's been working really well.
So, and these are all in some way, some a little bit more than others, but kind of interconnected brands, which obviously by design by Belfour with this, right? So could I, as a potential franchise owner, could I pick any one of these? That could I start with one, grow that? Could I own multiple of these to really kind of build my own little mini Belfour and kind of empire builder mentality?
Absolutely. I'll give you one case in point. We have a lot of guys who have owned one brand and bought one, in some cases two brands in addition to their original one. But we have a guy out in Oregon that has been with 1-800 Water Damage for quite some time, and was actually one of our top two or three revenue producers on an annual basis. And he decided he wanted to get into this packouts business with Blue Kangaroo Packouts. Got into it for about 6 months and said, this thing is going so well. And we realized that Belfour does not do contents restoration. So they've been subbing work out to other people for a long time. And now we're bringing this brand in. And so they have all these fire jobs and other things that have happened that this guy who lives in the Portland market decided. After 6 months, he said, I love this side of the business so much, I'm selling my 1-800 Water Damage business to my neighboring franchisee, and I'm just all in with this one now. Now, we have that as well, but there are instances, there's a number of guys who are doing both. There's some guys in Alabama who were 1-800 Water Damage, bought a Blue Kangaroo Packouts, and now they're making plans to expand with Blue Kangaroo Packouts in another state. So there's even some of that. It's not just about another brand, sometimes it's complete other states where they're opening one of their locations. So we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing guys saying, hey, I want to get into the plumbing business. I want to be able to own that side, even though I'm a property restoration guy at this point. So yeah, it's been amazing.
And I think that's maybe a little hidden side of scalability and franchising is, you know, I think most people realize you could have multiple locations. We all think retail, it's an easier thing to think about, but you can have multiple territories for any of these service businesses, but you can also own multiple brands. And again, you've got a lot of your own shared resources with things like that. So the growth potential with this is just fantastic. So I love it.
I think I just saw a list that we have about 35 ChemDry franchisees who now own a 1-800 water damage franchise as well. So it's definitely a very common thing. Yeah.
Nice. For what it's worth, your one out in my area, the ChemDry guy, he did some stuff at my house last year. He was fantastic. So trust me, it's been a little issue. It's kind of on my mind this week. We're trying to get a couple home improvement projects, and literally two people just no-showed yesterday. So it's crazy. So Ken, I know you're super busy, man. You got 10 amazing brands that you're in charge of. So I want to be respectful of your time. So I guess maybe last thing for you is anything else you would want us to know about Belfour, any of the brands that maybe we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I would encourage people, they could certainly go to YouTube and look up some of our brands. We have a lot of videos that are out there. They can find information about us, obviously, out of a number of places. But I hope that people who are listening to this will reach out to you and say, hey, that Ken Osnes guy seemed like a good guy that heard a lot of great things about the company. Do you think any of those brands might be a good fit for my background? And I'm hoping that through the contacts that they make with you, that you can call us up and say, I got this great guy in this particular area. Do you guys have territory available there? And we'll see if we can fit them with the right brand. So I'm just excited to be able to have that opportunity to talk to you, because I know you're bringing great information to folks, and you brought great candidates over to our brands. And there's a lot of folks that are successful because of your efforts in helping them find the right thing. So appreciate that.
That may be the best answer for any question I've ever heard in my entire life. So that's awesome. So no, Ken, thank you so much. And we definitely want to get, I know we've had our boy Steve at 1-800 Water Damage on in the past. And I need to just probably start working my way through some of the Belfour brands, getting them on, talk more specifically about them, because easily we could bust out the whole half hour just on each of the brands. So you and I may have to chat offline and figure out which one we go with next. But thank you so much for coming on today and spending time with us about Belfour Franchise Group. Thanks, Ken.
Great. Appreciate the chance, Tim. Thanks a lot. And best of luck to you, and have a great rest of the year.
You as well. Thanks. And also, I can't thank everybody for listening in with us today. As always, for all our loyal podcast listeners, we hope the Franchising 101 series continues to provide insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Don't want you to ever miss an episode. Also, check out the Franchising 101 website, which is, of course, franchising101podcast.net, or our main site, which is francoach.net. We're also all over any social media site that you can think of. We're going to be there. And lastly, if you would like to learn more about becoming a franchise owner, then let's schedule a brief introductory call. Click the link in your podcast window, or again, find us online at francoach.net. Let's set up that call. There's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.